So, John, which is the only state that's been named for a president?
Well, there wasn't a president California, which would obviously be a Democrat. There wasn't a president Florida, which would obviously be Republican. There wasn't even a president Pennsylvania, which would obviously be a very confused president who probably hated himself. So I don't know.
Hey, come on. This is supposed to be easy. Washington. The state of Washington was named after George Washington. And today on Queer Money, episode 389, folks, that's what we're talking about. The state of Washington, the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities in the state of Washington.
Now on with the show. I don't make your life easy, do I?
No. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Well, we're on to the state of Washington. And one of the things that Washington, similar to several of the states that we've already covered and more of the states that we will cover, really highlight is the challenges for queer people living in a conservative country.
Yeah.
It really highlights here that many of us have to gravitate towards larger, more expensive metropolitan areas so that we can feel safe and comfortable, right? And the reality is that the data that we're going to share, or we are sharing in this study, is not changing that significantly. But what we are hoping to do is find some places within some of these cities that just aren't, or some of these states that just aren't as expensive. And so we kind of hit the mark a little bit on this on this state, but unfortunately, it's not exactly the case. We've talked about how it's going to be relative, right? We're going to experience the same thing, I think, when we get to places like California, Florida, maybe Illinois, some of these very populated states, but where a lot of the population is congregated in a small area. So
David, who is the runner-up in the beautiful state of Washington?
Well, and I think this is one where everybody's like, yay, I love this idea that this is a runner-up. And the runner-up is actually Seattle. But at the same time, there's a lot of you probably going, WTF, it's not a cheap place to live. It's not affordable. What gives here? Well, why did Seattle end up being number two on our list here? Well, first of all, Seattle is only one of three cities in the state of Washington that did get a 100.
Which kind of surprises me.
I thought so too, really. I was quite surprised. There are a number of cities that that do have better than a zero, but this is only one of three that got a 100.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that the average and median incomes in the Seattle metro area are really, really high. And so that bumped it up immediately to number one. But one of the things to keep in mind here is that when it comes to things like Zillow and the U.S. Census, they group the whole metro area together. So if you're in Bellevue or in Seattle proper or in Kent or in Tacoma, they've grouped it all together, which if any of you live in those areas, you know that there's a staggering difference between them. So we had a little bit of a difficult time pulling these apart. And that's why we relied a little bit more heavily on the cost of living index, because the cost of living index that Best Places does, it does separate some of the suburbs or cities within a metro area. And for this case, Seattle ended up being number two, where the cost of living is a whopping 167.8% of the national average. It's pretty high. But the other things, the fact that the income is really high and the scoring a 100, that really did help Seattle get bumped up to number two. So, John, who is our winner for the state of Washington? Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
The winner chicken dinner is Olympia. It also is one of the three cities to have a 100 on HRC's MEI. Slightly above average for average and median incomes, the cost of living isn't as egregious as Seattle at 111.9%.
That's
lower than the average for Washington State overall, right?
Right. Yeah. I think one of the things that this really points out is that there's a lot of cities in Washington that are really close or in several cases above the national average when it comes to the cost of living. So doesn't necessarily mean that Washington is a cheap place to live. It's going to, we're going to be the same with California, right?
Yeah,
it's a very expensive state.
Home values are considerably lower than the Seattle metro area at $483,000 on average.
Yeah,
rents are higher than average, but less than the Seattle metro area.
I think that home prices in Olympia are about two thirds the price of what they are in the Seattle metro area, which is a big difference, several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, totally. So Seattle, just the metro area is just unaffordable. Places like Tacoma are a little bit more so affordable because they're about, I think we estimated that their cost of living was about 30% cheaper. So those of you who are in the Seattle metro area, let us know what your thoughts are of the disparities among the different areas of the metro area. More great things about Olympia. It is on the south end of the Olympic Peninsula. Olympia is a fun and bohemian, funky, hip little city. One of the smallest capital cities in the country. Has a very low-key, quiet queer scene. So that could be kind of cool if you're looking for something a little bit more lower key. And then you can go party in Seattle when you need to get your party on.
Which honestly, we're finding that this is the case with a lot of these affordable, queer friendly places, is that they are not super long distances from there to a major metropolitan area. I know that's the case with South Dakota. I know that's going to be the case with Colorado. Oftentimes you're finding that on a day-to-day basis, you can live in a more affordable place and maybe go have fun and party somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Olympia also has an annual procession of species. It's one of the largest Earth Day celebrations in the Puget Sound. And that is really a parade of people dressed in animal costumes and puppets. So I guess it was probably one of the first furry conventions. I don't know. Neighborhoods to look at in the Olympia area are Northwest Olympia, Lakemore, and Eastside seem to be the more gayish neighborhoods in Olympia. And the Capital City Pride, otherwise known as Aliwa Pride, is July 1st this year, 2023.
So that's it for the state of Washington. Congratulations, Olympia. Stay tuned for your takeaways.
Start your journey to financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Alrighty, folks, there you go. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the Queer Money Podcast. This bonus episode, we focused on Washington, and we want to hear your comments. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and drop some of the comments there. Feel free to email us if you're listening to this on your podcast player. Let us know what your thoughts about our assessment of the state of Washington. We know some people who live in Washington, but not in these metropolitan areas, so I'm curious as to what some of them will say.
Exactly.
Then stay tuned for next week when we cover the state of Virginia.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click on the link in your podcast player for our growing analysis. Thank you and have a great weekend.